Welcome back to these questions and responses about the art of family change and how to have others come along with you on the journey when you're trying to balance and live a simpler life. This question comes right out of the game book of Simplicity Parenting because it deals with filtering out adult conversation. And for those of you who have read the Simplicity Parenting book, know that there's a pretty strong emphasis there on being really careful about adult conversation. And in that book, I write that, you know, before I say anything in front of my kids, I ask myself, well, it's actually four questions now. It used to be three. I've added one. But the three that I wrote about in the book are, is it kind? Is it necessary? Is it true? And I've added one, will it make them feel safe? And unless I can answer yes, 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 and yes to all four of those questions, I simply don't say it in front of my kids. Now, you know, we're not always in control of that because we go visit extended family. We go visit other homes where there can be conversations that parents have that can seem just extraordinary. You know, they're talking about events of war, of starvation. They can be talking about all sorts of environmental catastrophes, and they're at volume and really engaging in that conversation and seemingly completely unaware that a group of young children are standing right there listening, taking all this in, and it grates, you know, it really grates against you. It's like fingernails down a chalkboard because you've been trying really hard not to do that, you know, and there's all these details about sort of personal issues coming out or health struggles and all sorts of stuff. You think, oh my goodness, what do I do here? Now, there's the obvious one of just distracting your child and saying, oh, now, let's, and distraction is a good one, right? Distraction is, it's probably one of the two or three tools you can use. If you see that stuff going on, rather than ask people, would you please not talk like that? Because that's awkward, right? The first thing you can try and do is distract the child. But if your kid's a little older and they're hearing this, or if they ask you about it afterwards, because kids absorb this stuff. People don't understand. They think, oh, children are resilient, you know. No, they're not. They're not. That stuff is scary. The only thing a little child should hear about is something they can do something about, because their life, their world is doing. Their life is not in that complicated, complex exchange around global war or warfare, global warming or warfare. They just don't know what to make about, to do with all that information. So if your child's a little older and they're hearing stuff like this, it's right over the dinner table. Like you can try and change the subject, which is another tactic that you can do, because I've found more now than kind of ever before, people will go along with you if you just do a pivot. You just take the conversation and pivot and bring it somewhere else. People are so, as a race, we're so sort of, as a group of people, we're so distractible, you know, in the Western world these days. You know, we'll think of one thing, then another. And so one is to distract. Point number two is to pivot the conversation if you're in an environment you can't get out of. But let's say the person you can't distract, you can't pivot. They're really on a roll and they won't. You know, grandpa is holding forth. And older people of the older generation are not so easy to distract, because back then you could actually, you know, our grandparents learnt to start and end a sentence. Frankly, because they weren't affected with brain and neural toxicity with screens that they wish to buy your kids, by the way. So what do you do? Now, the third and the sort of the fallback position is to reframe. is to actually take the conversation that grandpa or grandma or whoever it is talking about and reframe it. So for example, if a conversation is happening about a terrible situation involving warfare or involving starvation in the world, you know, one of those ones, and there's your kids sitting right at the table hearing all this, is to reframe it by saying, yeah, Dad, you know, your own dad. Yeah, Dad, I mean, we're so lucky to have so much beautiful food on the table at the moment. Think of all the hard work that the farmers had to grow this. I mean, farming is such a wonderful but hard life. What a gift we have to be able to have this kind of food, because, you know, there are other people in the world, just as you're saying, who don't. And all the people who grew this or maybe brought it to the market to sell to us, I'm just so grateful to them, because that's hard work. And in that way, you can reframe. You can take the conversation and reframe it into a gratitude, to reframe it into the practical nature of what it is. You know, if there's a conversation that's coming up about, you know, all these disrespectful drivers, and you'd never guess what happened, and that, and, you know, maybe even the word jerk is used, or that guy is such a loser, you wouldn't believe what happened, and he's really sounding off about all kinds of things, and to say, yeah, it's not easy to you know, drive at the speed limit. I mean, at our place, we've got this really big hill, and we go down that hill, and it's so easy to go so fast. And so you take it to not go so fast, I beg your pardon. So you take it away from this sort of big intensity, and you bring it a little closer, and you say, yeah, Dad, thank you for bringing that point up, because I think we all need to pay a little more attention when we're driving. It's got really hard, hasn't it? And, you know, that's a good point. And it's so easy to look at cell phones and such, and we put our cell phone away when we drive. It's a really good point you're making. And do you see what I mean? You basically bring this thing back into a much more, into a world that's closer to the child, but closer and more positive. And you turn that into a deed that you'll take on and say, yeah, Dad, I'm going to watch, you know, not getting distracted ever by the cell phone when I drive. Thank you for that reminder, because, boy, I can really do that. And whatever it is, that kind of reframing is... I've seen it over and over, because I've sure had to do this with my own kids when things have been said, and quickly move in and reframe a conversation. And they will listen to you more than that other stuff, because the other stuff is scary and they don't know what to make of it, and it's a little bit intense and even kind of ugly. They don't know what to do with it. You reframing it by softening the edges of it, bringing it closer, taking responsibility for it, and bringing it into your own life, and gratitude for the farmer, or not looking at the phone when you're driving, your children will listen much, much more to you saying that kind of thing, because that's much more what they can process. And so the trick in this, for want of a better term, is that by doing that, they'll lean into what you're saying rather than to the sensational thing that's being said around them. I sure hope that's helpful, because a bunch of parents have used that reframing technique, and apparently it's saved the day, especially at family gatherings. Okay, thanks for listening in. Bye-bye now.